It's all over here in the renamed Find Insurance Celtic Park, where Derry hurlers have picked up their first league victory of the season against Mayo on a scoreline of 225 to 21 points after disappointing defeats against Kerry and away to Leash last week. Johnny McGarvey's side are eventually off the mark in a vital, vital victory in terms of staying in the division. Two goals in the first half from Shea Casty built up a 212 to 11 point lead at half time, and after that Derry were able to keep responding to anything that Mayo threw at them. The sides were level four times in that opening half after Mayo had started really, really well, but at 9 points all, the move that sort of broke the game was Shea Casty's first goal, a brilliant move involving Decky Foley. Shea's brother Eamon played the pass across goal, he turned and dispatched it to the corner of the net. He added a second goal, it was slightly lucky. A Cormac O'Doherty shot that looked to be going over the bar was pulled down over the crossbar by Mayo keeper, and Casty was in hand to bury his second goal of the game. Michael Lynch had another goal chance in that first half that was brilliantly tipped away for a 65. But Derry were deservedly ahead. They had more intensity about them today. Early in the second half, Mayo came with a score, but Derry replied immediately with two quick points, and that was the story of the second half. Any time Mayo got a couple of scores to try and eat into Derry's margin, Derry were able to come back, and they ended up with points. Patrick Turner scored a brilliant point towards the end to put the icing on the cake of another performance. 5 points from a very impressive Darren McGilligan, 5 from Fintan Bradley. So Derry go into the league break on the back of victory. Manager Johnny McGarvey very happy with the performance, very happy with the result. Full time here in Derry is Derry 225, Mayo 21 points.